for some reason it all worked out. And yeah, who would have thought, back, you know, little boy from Christchurch, New Zealand, doing what I do.
You've been there right from the very start, haven't you?
Yeah, it's quite a magical ride when you think about it. And it's been going 10 years now, 12 series, and I'm still there. Me and Anton, the originals,
yeah.
Myself and Anton. It's a phenomenal thing to be a part of. I absolutely love it. Somebody said to me yesterday, you know, what's next? And I said, I honestly don't know. I can't think of not being a Strictly Come Dancing dancer. It's been over a quarter of my life, so it's impressive. I love it.
And you seem to have shaken off that bad boy tag as well.
Well, with age, with maturity, 38, you learn to pick your battles, and you know, I still have a little bit of a bit of a tussle with the judges here and there, but nothing major. And I think at the end of it all, I like to have a strong opinion. I've got a strong opinion, but it's just choosing when to unleash it.
Is it genuine disagreement, Brendan, or is it just for the cameras?
Yeah, no, well, it's a little bit of both, I suppose. Back in the day, you know, I've had partners who I've really cared for in terms of their well-being, and if the judges are slamming them when they've been giving their all, it's really hard not to stand up for them. And then you get the opposite. You get the one that you don't really care much for, and it's like, hey, I go to town, you want to slam her, I'm not going to step in. So it's a fine line of a little bit of protection, a little bit of the television showman, I suppose. You know, I'm not going to stand there and just take a verbal beating from somebody like Craig. As much as I get on very well with Craig, we still put a lot of time and effort into those dances. So when you invest that kind of time, you're passionate about it, and you stand up for what you believe.
Just how intense is that rehearsal routine you have with whoever you're partnering at any one time?
Oh, it's about as intense as it can get. You've got a live show looming every single week. You've got 4 days of rehearsals in your own rehearsal space, and then Friday you're in the camera rehearsals for the camera and lighting block through. Then Saturday you're there and you've got to do it live that night. Sunday, hopefully you have time for a day off, but sometimes they put group dances in that you've got to do. It's ridiculously intense. You know, we've also got all the pro numbers that we do on a Monday morning. It's morning to night. It takes over your whole life, and it's a really hard job, but it's a job that we all love, and we're all really passionate about making a really good show. And it's so much bigger than that. We're the on-screen talent that get the glory, but the show itself is a massive, massive production.
It's obvious you set the bar very high, being the professional part of the partnership. How difficult is it to, or how frustrated do you get when your celebrity can't actually make that grade? Do you have to just settle for the best they can do?
Yeah, you take your lot every year. I've been really lucky over the years. Last year with Sophie Ellis-Bextor, I had probably the best year I've ever had on Strictly. I absolutely loved every second of it. The training, the hard work, the good times, the bad times. Not, there actually weren't any bad times, but I just loved it. In previous years, I've had Lisa Snowden, Kelly Brook, Joe Wood. Joe Wood could not dance to save her life, but she was the most lovely, she was the most fantastic woman to spend time with, and we're still really good friends today. So you kind of go, oh, well, this is not my year. I'm not necessarily going to be there at the end. But at the same time, if you get somebody that you gel with, which happens every now and then, it can make a really for a fantastic Strictly. You know, Anton had that with Judy this year. They gelled so well. They were never going to win it unless something, you know, incredible happened. It's just that you take the rough with the smooth, I suppose.
Who's been your favourite pairing?
Well, for me personally, it's definitely been Sophie Ellis-Bextor for my Strictly journey. Over the years, there've been some great pairings on the show. Anton and Judy, definitely one of them. And Anton and Anne, definitely one of them. I'd find it very hard to choose one.
Let's talk about the tour. There's no let up with you, is there really?
There is no let up for me. The tour is called A Night to Remember, and I want it to be just that. It's something I've been touring the country now for the last 5 years with my theatre shows, and they keep getting bigger and hopefully better. And it's this one is definitely that. We've got an extended cast from what we've had before. 14 musicians, 8 dancers, all on stage. It's a big old show. My leading girl, Fauve, she's a French Dancing with the Stars champion, and she walks on stage and people's mouths drop. She's that effervescent. She's just amazing. Some of the guys from Britain's Got Talent that people would have seen on last year's Britain's Got Talent and the year before, I've got some of them along as my cast. And I think we're having this youth and this excitement. It brings a different dynamic to the choreography, whether it be, you know, in the more dramatic Argentine tangos or the beautiful waltzes and foxtrots and things that we do on stage. Hopefully a little something for everybody, but the show is getting bigger and better, and I absolutely love it.